Hello, good morning, and welcome back to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan Orlana, if you're new here, and happy 2024. We've made it to another year. I can't believe 2023 is done. Literally, I truly don't understand how the year flew by as fast as it did. Also, if you're watching on video, hello, welcome. I swear this day would never come. I was like, I'm never doing video for the podcast, but we're doing the damn thing. I've been told by a million one people, you should do video, you should promote on TikTok, blah, blah, blah. And here we are, starting off 2024 with a bang with video. If the video isn't out, it's because I didn't figure out how to sync the audio from my mic, my new mic, to my camera footage. So if the video isn't there, that's why. But hopefully moving forward, we will have video. It feels really weird recording myself on film while podcasting because I really did love the whole aspect of podcasting and how it didn't matter what the lighting was. It was, I could just talk to you guys. It's like we're on FaceTime. I feel like we're on FaceTime right now. We're just chilling on my couch. But happy 2024. Happy New Year's. I hope you all had a fun New Year's, no matter what it was. I really think that 2023 was the foundation and a year of growth for me. I wonder if I'm alone on this, if maybe other people, I'm sure other people feel similarly, but I have this inner gut instinct that 2024 is going to be the year of power and drive. I'm ready to full send and really make things happen in my life, specifically in my career. 2023 felt like the foundation, the exploration year, the trial and error era, and now we are on to full sending and pushing the limits and really just seeing what I can do and what I'm capable of and just bringing so much more abundance, happiness, health, and success into my life. And I wish nothing but the same for you guys as well who are listening. Let's move on to my current faves. I am currently obsessed. This is so random, you guys. I am obsessed with the Fairlife chocolate milk. It is so good. If you haven't had it yet, if you have forgotten about chocolate milk and are sleeping on chocolate milk, it is the perfect post-run, post-workout snack, treat, whatever you want. I love the Fairlife one because it's high in protein. So helping me reach those protein goals, you guys know I'm currently very much a gym girly. We are strength training and prioritizing our protein. I also have re-fallen in love with my Voluspa Santal Vanille Candle. I honestly think it is the best bang for your buck. It is $54 Canadian. You get 150 burn hours. Most candles, for comparison, around the same price, if not more, and only give you 60 burn hours. So having 150 burn hours as a girly who loves to just leave her candles burning 24/7 is a game changer because I cannot be spending so much money on new candles every week. And I love Santal. I love Sandalwood. You guys know I love my scents and we're in the season of burning candles. It sets the vibes. I'm back on my early morning bullshit. I love my 6:30 a.m. mornings. I just started doing it again this past week in lieu of 2024 because I do want to get back into that. And it's been really fun documenting it on Instagram and on TikTok for you guys. There's just something so peaceful about a 6:30 a.m. morning. I love waking up with the sun. I love waking up before the sun because the sun's not rising until like close to 8 a.m. right now, but really been loving my 6:30 a.m. mornings. And lastly, I finally hopped on the Mel Robbins train. So many people are obsessed with her. Her podcast is just over a year old. It's incredible how large it's gotten in such a short period of time. But she is truly just my holy grail person right now. If I need to get out of funk, if I need to switch up my mindset, I'm putting on a Mel Robbins podcast. And I'm actually going to be sharing quite a few things that Mel has taught me and she has shared in her recent podcast episodes. So hopefully if you like the things that I'm sharing and my take on them and my expansion on them, maybe you'll like her podcast as well. A lot of you guys are always in my DMs asking me for other podcast recommendations. So there's your podcast recommendation, Mel Robbins podcast. It's available wherever you're listening to my podcast on. I think she also has a video. Really great. She is a mom and she just has a different perspective and it's really really nice to have a perspective and insight from someone that has more life experience and has truly been through the ups and downs of her life. But anyhow, welcome to part three of the Becoming Her in 2024 series. I hope you've been enjoying it. It seems like you guys are. I really have been loving seeing your responses on Spotify. If you listen to on Spotify, I always ask a question on the little interactive part on the page. If you scroll down on the listening page, you can see the question and answer, and I love posting all of your answers. It's just a lot of fun. But I really love this series. I did something similar last year. If you didn't know, it was I don't remember the name of the series, but it was episodes 105, I believe, to 106, or 104 to 106. I think it was 104 to 106. I'll link it in the show notes if you want to go back and listen to that. We have discussed everything from vision boards and goal setting to mindsets and routines, habits galore. But how can you actually make your goals happen in 2024? What are the tangible things that you can be doing to actually make these things happen, to actually allow for that vision board to come into life, for your manifestations to actualize into reality, to manifest into reality? And how can we actually achieve and stick with our habits, our routines, everything that we're doing to become her, to become our highest selves in 2024 and onwards? We're going to start off with 6 questions. This is a really good journal exercise. So if you want to take a moment and pause the podcast to go grab your journal or to open up the notes app on your iPhone or your phone, whatever. These are 6 questions that Mel Robbins spoke about on one of her recent episodes of her podcast. I thought it was a really insightful exercise. It's something I did, and I strongly encourage you to do this as well. So the first question is, what were the highlights of the past year? What were the highs that you had in 2023? What are things you accomplished? What are moments that really stick out to you that were filled with a lot of joy, happiness? Maybe you were proud. Maybe it was something you overcame. What were the highlights of the past year? With focusing on the highlights, it's also important to remember the hardest aspects. What were the hardest aspects of your life in the past year? What are the hardest obstacles you overcame? Don't forget about all the hard work you put in to maneuver those and to get through those and to push through, because you came out stronger and it made you a better person because of it. After we reflect on our highlights and our lowlights, or the hardest aspects of your life over the past year, I want you to ask yourself, what did you learn over this past year? What were the lessons that you learned from these hardships, or maybe from the highlights, or anything in between? What were the lessons we learned? I'm a believer that we learn something every single year, and it's important to take a moment to just sit and reflect and acknowledge and bring the spotlight onto these things. I feel like often we can go through a year, or we can go through the month, a period of time, and kind of forget about the little things. We can forget about how much growth we have had and how far we've come. It's really easy to forget about that when we're so focused on the present and the future, that we forget to look back on the past and see where we came from and how we grew and what we became from that. And the last 3 questions, Mel said that these are things that corporations always do. And even when I was working for my old company and at Lululemon and everything, we always discuss these things in our employee performance evals, TBD to that. But I want you to think about, and I want you to reflect on, what do you want to stop, continue, and start? What do you want to stop doing this year? What do you want to continue doing this year? And what do you want to start doing? Get really specific. As specific as you can get. The more specific, the better. There is no room for being broad. I want you to really just narrow it in and focus. Focus on what you want to stop. Get real with yourself. Look at yourself from the outside in. What are things that you need to stop doing? What are things that you are doing great right now that you want to continue and bring into 2024? And what do you want to start doing? What habits, what things, what routines, what do you want to work on? What do you want to start doing? So those are the 6 questions. I encourage you to pause and go reflect, or you can do this after you're done listening to the podcast. But those are the six questions that Mel Robbins spoke about on her podcast, and I think it's a really great way to set us up for this episode and discussing how you're actually going to achieve your goals this year. I'm going to be referencing Mel a lot because I really think that she opened up a lot of things for me this year. And I mean, I guess in the past like few weeks when I've been listening to her. But in order to get to where you want to go, you need to find out where you're at. It is impossible to put a plan in place if you don't know where you currently are. Where are you on the timeline to achieving that goal? The issue that a lot of people have when they set their New Year's resolutions or they set goals for themselves or try to build habits, whatever it may be, is that they don't actually know where they're at and they have no plan to get to where they want to go. They just create this big goal and hope for the best. It's almost like an attempt at manifesting without actually putting in the work and taking the actions and the steps that are necessary in order for that manifestation to actualize. You really have to acknowledge where you're at in order to get to where you want to go. Like, think about it. Mel said it this way. Say you are lost and you need to get to a certain place. Like, you have no navigation. Like, you need to get to point B, but you don't know where point A is. How the heck are you supposed to find directions to point B if you don't know where you currently are? You need to know where you are in order to get to where you want to go. I'm sorry if I explained that. Not the best. For example, I always love to acknowledge where I'm at, where I want to go, and then I work backwards. So say you want to pay off your loans by the end of 2024. You need to acknowledge, okay, I have $20,000 left that I need to pay off on my loan, and I want to do bi-weekly payments. So that means within a year, I need to do 26 payments. So I'm going to divide $20,000 divided by 26, and that's going to give me a number of how much I need to pay towards my loan every other week. And now you know how much you have to put aside bi-weekly or from every paycheck in order to reach that goal. Simple as that. I like to think of atomic habits when it comes to working towards our goals. Little habits every day that add up to bigger things. Think about getting 1% better every single day. The little things add up over time. It may not feel like a lot in the moment, the next day, or the day after, but when you look back a couple of weeks or months or a year, you will realize how far you have come and how much progress you have made. It is so attainable to get 1% better every day and to look at it as that way, to really break down that big goal into little goals by getting 1% better every day, than to just like look at this big goal of yours with no idea of how you're getting there. Think about, what can you do today to bring you closer to tomorrow? What would your future self, what would her becoming her, what would they be doing in their day-to-day life to be who you aspire to be? Who is her and what is her purpose? Once you figure out where you're at and where you want to go, we also need to reflect on stopping the patterns. Patterns are things in your life that happen time and time again. For example, in dating, say it's always the same outcome with a guy. They're always hot and cold, or it's always kind of ending the same way. You need to first become aware of what patterns are happening in your life and why they are happening. A lot of the times, we have patterns in our life because someone is trying to teach us a lesson. God, a higher power, whoever it is trying to teach us a lesson, and we need to figure out what that lesson is. When looking on this pattern, we need to figure out, okay, what are you missing in terms of how you're responding to certain things? Like, what other option should you be taking? What are you doing that is leading to the same outcome time and time again? For example, I used to always go for the super arrogant, narcissistic man. If you've been listening for the pod for a while, you would know that I'm on a mission to learn another language, and that is why I have been using Rosetta Stone. They are one of the most trusted language learning programs available on both desktop and as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. They are a trusted expert for learning languages for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages being offered everything from Spanish, French, Italian, German, Chinese, Japanese. It also has fast language acquisition. Rosetta Stone really immerses you in so many ways. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's very intuitive. You pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences, and it's really designed for long-term retention. You're not just going to learn something and then forget it if you're not constantly practicing. What I love is they also have the built-in true accent feature, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent, and you can make sure that you're pronouncing everything as you should. It's very convenient, and it has amazing value with a lifetime membership to all 25 languages. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Morning Ray listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Thank you, Rosetta Stone, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up with your springtime goals. No fuss meals, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. I've heard such amazing things about Factor from my friends, and I've been so excited to try it. Head to factormeals.com/Alana50 and use code Alana50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code Alana50 at factormeals.com/Alana50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Thank you, Factor, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. And it would be very hot and cold, and it would be very much on their time, and then it would just go cold and it would end. And I realized what my lesson here was that I was confusing arrogance with confidence, and I was not setting healthy boundaries. I was not respecting myself by setting boundaries. And so I learned that I do not like arrogant men, to stay away from narcissistic men, and that I need to set boundaries and stick by them and not let men walk all over me. I'm allowed to say no. I'm allowed to be busy. I'm allowed to have values and conditions and rules and things that I need to be met in a relationship. And the reason why I bring up these patterns is that if you don't stop these patterns, and if these patterns keep happening, it's only going to hold you back. It is the only thing, well, not the only thing, it's one of the things that is going to keep happening, and it's going to keep you from becoming her, from becoming your highest self, and from working towards becoming that best version of yourself. So the first step is becoming aware of what patterns are happening. The second step is acknowledging what you ignored or did for this to continue happening. And the third step is determining how you are going to make a change should you be presented with the same or similar choices again. What path are you going to take this time around? What choice are you going to make? What decision are you going to make? And why? Speaking of whys, it's important to determine your why as to why you are striving for these goals, why you want to make different decisions, why you want to show up as your highest self every day to work on becoming her. What is going to drive you through and get over the obstacles when things get tough, when you lack motivation? I've spoken about this time and time again. Motivation is so short-lived. It is so short-lived. It is something that comes and goes, and it is not reliable. What you can rely on is your self-discipline, your determination, and leaning onto that why. Reminding yourself why you started, why you set these goals and wanted to make these changes in the very beginning. It needs to be something that is a little deeper than just surface level. It needs to be something that pulls on your heartstrings and really gets you off of your ass and out of your old habits and into new ones. What do you want to feel? How do you want to feel it? Why do you want to feel it? What is the intention behind your movements, your habits, your decisions, the things you are doing, the end goal, the aspiration. Why do you want to become her? Why do you want to be this highest version of yourself? Why do you want to work on yourself? Like, what is the deeper meaning behind just being a better version of yourself? Like, why do you want to do that? Do you want to show up for your younger self? Do you want to be the role model you wish you had? Do you want to feel good and confident in your own skin? Really determine your why, and I want you to write this down in your journal. I want you to put it on your vision board. I want this to essentially become your mantra. I'm going to talk more about mantras later in the episode, so make sure you stay to the end. But now we're on to setting yourself up for success. We've acknowledged where we're at. We've acknowledged the patterns and how we plan to stop them. We've determined our whys. And now it's how to set yourself up for success. In order to set yourself up for success into reaching these goals and actually achieving your goals and visions for 2024, you need to create the environment to allow growth to happen. Organize your space. Your home is a reflection of your mind. A clear space equals a clear mind. Create the environment that is going to foster these habits. If you find you are always snacking late at night, okay, should we always have a million one snacks on hand? Maybe we keep them in a higher cabinet, or maybe they're things we only buy out of the house. If we want to eat better, we need a grocery shop and have healthy foods and the things that we need in our home in order to do that. Surround yourself with like-minded individuals. Think of these people as mentors. I've said this a million times, and I always talk about how Lauren Everett's and Michael Bostick talk about this on The Skinny Confidential. You are the top five people you surround yourself with, and this includes the content you're consuming online. Be with people who really push you and give you that reality check when you need it. People that can give you the hard truth when you need it and really help you open up your eyes. And for example, when these patterns keep happening, when you keep repeating the same patterns, you are the five top people that you spend the most amount of time with. Whether it's the five people in person or the five people whose content you are consistently consuming, it is important to surround yourself with people who are going to push you, who are going to reality check you, who are going to give you the hard, honest truth when you need it the most. They are the people that can help lift you up when you're lacking motivation, self-discipline, and drive. It can either be people who you feel are on the same level as you or above you. I think a combination of the two is really important because you don't want to always feel super inferior to someone, but you do want to also feel like something to aspire towards, something to look up to, almost like a mentor. When it comes to the content you're consuming, I'm referring to podcasts, creators, influential people, books. All the content you consume impacts you, whether you think it or not. I want you to think of in 2024, does the content I'm consuming align with the type of person I'm aspiring to be? Does it align with her? Does it align with your highest self? Podcasts I love, and I've said this a million times in this episode, are Mel Robbins, The Skinny Confidential podcast, Note to Self, and Date Yourself. I really love these podcasts. I feel like they're in alignment with the type of person I am and the type of person I want to be, and withhold information that will help me get to becoming and having the mindset of my highest self, my best self, that person I'm aspiring to be on a constant and daily basis. The books I have loved that I have read are Atomic Habits by James Clear. I've spoken about it time and time again. I also love the book Attached. It talks about all about attachment styles and dating and relationships. Untamed by Glennon Doyle kind of just covers a bunch of different things. How to Win Friends and Influence People is more of a business savvy book, but really love that one. Books on my TBR, so my to be read in terms of self-improvement, are The Body Keeps Score, which I actually have, 48 Laws of Power, The Mountain Is You, Power of One More, or It's Just One More, and I can't remember, and then The Daily Stoic. These are books that I really want to read in 2024. I want to get back on my self-improvement game. As much as I love my fiction books, I literally have one right here. I'm reading Fine Print by Lauren Asher. Love a self-care moment. Love my fiction books. But I really do think investing in resources to help you become the best version of yourself, investing in yourself, whether it's a book, whether it's a course, Maybe it's therapy. I love therapy. You guys know I'm a huge advocate for therapy. I think everyone should be able to go to therapy. I think it's important. You don't have to have a mental illness to talk to a therapist. I think it's always important to really just keep things in fine tune. I go every month now. I used to go every week, and I just think it's important. I think it's necessary. But that is how you are going to create the environment for success. Now I want you to think about, what resources do you need to keep up these habits that are allowing you to reach your goals? Think about your accountability partner. Think about a habit tracker, a journal, a notebook, an agenda. Maybe it's a digital planner. Maybe it's enrolling in a course that is going to keep you on a consistent schedule and hold you accountable. Maybe it's creating a business plan or a more professional, detailed plan as to how you are going to achieve your goals. For example, having a loan tracker to paying off your loan, or maybe you want to start a side hustle in 2024. Okay, so we need to create a business plan. How do we plan to actually take that idea of whatever business you're having and make it a reality? Say you have a weight loss goal. So what things are you going to do every single day that can bring you closer to that goal? What are things that are realistic and that you can achieve and work towards and do in order to achieve that goal? Give yourself a mantra. I said I was going to talk about this at the beginning. I love to set a mantra or a theme, or it could be a word for the year. And this is kind of similar to having your why. It can be complementary to your why. It could be supplementary to your why. But what can you think about and connect to your why when things get hard or you want to give up? Think of it as a theme for the year. What is going to excite you, reground your headspace, bring you back to why you started everything and why you wanted to go on this journey, why you want to become your highest self, why you want to achieve these goals? Because I think if you have a mantra and you have a why, you are just one step closer to being a part of the percentage of people that actually achieve their goals. And I believe in you. And I know that you guys listening are more than capable of achieving whatever you put your mind to. You just have to be ready for that hard work and to be able to navigate the obstacles and the lows, because that's what's gonna make you wanna fall off. That's gonna make you wanna give up. But you are so much stronger than that, and you are so much more capable than you think you are. And I believe in you. Examples and mantras, okay? Get ready. You can take one of these, it's all yours. I didn't come up with all of them. I found some of them on Google. But starting off with, I am capable. I am evolving and transforming. I am the happiest when I take care of myself. I can't always control how others treat me, but I can always control the energy I show to others. Healthy boundaries are a way of showing love. And you can respect those boundaries and you can keep those boundaries. And it doesn't mean you are too high strung, okay? Putting myself first is hot. What is meant for me won't pass by me. And I love this one. I've been living by this one. Let them. Let them do whatever they want. I will continue to do me and be me. And being me is hot. Being you is hot. This is my new mantra. Being you is hot. Be obsessed with just being yourself. Don't try to change yourself to fit into whatever mold you think you need to be in order to fit into society. Stand outside of the box. Be your own unique self. Carve your own path. Go after whatever goal you have this year, even if people tell you that's ridiculous, you're never going to achieve that. Do the unthinkable, because 2024 is our year. It's your year, and you are so much more capable of what you think you can do. And I believe in you, and I stand behind you. And we are going to become her this year. This is our year. We're taking it back. We're taking ownership over our life, over our decisions. We are not letting those same shitty patterns repeat themselves, whether it be in school, whether it be in our relationships with our family, with our friends, with our colleagues, whether it be in our love life and in dating. We are not letting the same shitty patterns happen over and over again. We are taking control of our life. We are in control of the plot and the story of our life. We have the power to rewrite our story. We have the power to move on from our circumstances. You are not defined by your circumstances. I feel like I'm just shooting the shit right now, but I love it. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, I would love if you could leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That's how you can help support the pod. I just want to take a moment to thank you all so much for your support over this past year. It truly has been amazing getting to chat with you and grow with you and hear from you. And it always means the world to me when I receive messages from you about my podcast or how my content has helped you, because not only has it helped me, but it's good to know that it helps you. And I just love you all so much. And I'm so appreciative that you enable me and allow me to have this as my job and call the one thing that I love so much my job. I feel so lucky and so special, and it's these messages and your support that really help me get through those tough times where I want to give up, when I want to throw the mic in, and I just really appreciate it. So if you are still here and you're still listening and you made it to the end, I just want you to know that I appreciate you so much more than I have the capacity to share in words. If you ever see me in Toronto, if you're a Toronto girly, come say hi, and I love you guys so much. 2024 is going to be our year. You are capable of rewriting your story. You are going to achieve your goals. I believe in you, and you should believe in yourself. And if you can't believe in yourself, who should? So change that mentality. You got this. I love you guys, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.